All right, guys, will the members of District 11-2A, District's Executive Committee, please come to order? This meeting of the District 11-2A District Executive Committee is now official. I'm Chance Mays, Superintendent at Mount Enterprise ISD, Chair of the District Executive Committee. For the record, it's approximately 9 a.m. on Thursday, February 5th. This meeting's being held at the South Admin Building in Mount Enterprise ISD in Mount Enterprise, Texas. Please be aware that minutes are being taken. At this time, we'll ask each committee member to introduce themselves so that we may take the roll. Start with you, Alto.
Derek Conley, Superintendent Alto ISD.
John Trammell, Boys Athletic Coordinator, Crossroads ISD.
Stephanie Jackson, Cushing ISD Superintendent.
Larry Calhoun, Superintendent Overton ISD.
Jared Campbell, Superintendent Tenahall.
So at this time, I certify that we have a quorum of District 11-2A. The first thing we'll need to do is adopt the agenda. You guys have all looked over that. Can we get a motion?
Make a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Overton with a motion. Second from Alto. We have a vote. All in favor? It's unanimous. So we'll move on to the items in the agenda, and really that's just the guidelines and the procedures for football. Guys, we sent that out. I kind of had a little bit of feedback to some of it, so the one that I print out today has a couple of other little options in there. The first one is filming, and I know that's a big one to the coaches. Kind of the original wording was in there, and then another wording is the second one, and then we had a recommendation that's probably more accurate for a third wording for the pool through huddle as the third option there. Just seeing if you guys want to look over that, if there's any discussion that we need to have. Coaches, this would be a great time for you guys to speak up. It's certainly the most relevant aspect to you guys. Again, speaking for Mount, we're the ones that kind of stand to get screwed there. That if somebody, because we're going to trade a human film, so we're going to trade a good film. I mean, and I'm not throwing stones at anybody in this room, right? But we got film back that was terrible. Had stuff missing. Had, you know, and like because it's huddle, right? But the film they're getting from us is a great film. Because it's a human film.
So you don't have huddle?
We don't have internet at our stadium.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that kind of screws the pool deal.
Who's the guy?
Go ahead, Tenahall.
Here's a question. Going into it, like, if we had a
since we're the new kids on the block here with you guys, so y'all have had some problems with this in the past. I'm taking from the conversation here. Okay. So fill me in on the pool thing you guys were talking about. What is, because we've always done two on Wednesday and then Saturday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning training.
Pubble's got a deal where you can put all your film in there and you have access. As long as you put film in, you have access. You're playing us week 11, you'll have every film we play. If you want, if you get it. You don't have to get it, but you have access to it.
It's still the same process. You've got to have your film in there by Wednesday. I think Wednesday by noon is the same. It's still trading on Wednesday, still trading two. Friday night game's got to be up into the pool by noon on Saturday. You can't take anything out of the pool unless you upload to it. So, week one, you know, everybody's scrimmage will be uploaded into the pool. If you want to download everybody, or you want to take everybody's scrimmage, you can. But
sure.
Possible week 11, yes, you could have every film on everybody, which
you're going to have anyway. Look, just call.
Just say when you're calling around.
That's right. It doesn't become a popularity contest for, oh, I like this guy, I don't like this guy. You're going to get every film you want to get anyways. That's right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah,
that's right. Right. That's exactly right. Like,
so I guess the big discussion is the quality of film.
It's more of a discussion of quality. Unless I'm reading it wrong, like the majority of us kind of feel like, hey, just put it all in there and save us the time of having to call Billy Bob that they played 2 weeks ago and saying, hey, will you share this with me in huddle? It'll just be in the pool because we're going to get it anyways. Like, it's 2026, guys. To think that you're not going to get it is a little bit naive, to be honest. But the quality of what is being traded is kind of, I think,
that's
more of what we're talking.
Because the huddle sign was too wide.
It's wide angle. Like, if you have
Yeah, tight looks like wide.
There's not a lot of difference
right.
in the wide and tight.
Right.
Is that something that can be adjusted? Can Huddle change that?
That calibre is supposed to be calibrated.
Hey, for another $1,500, they'll do it for you. But it's not just you guys.
Yeah.
There's several places. And like I said,
it's just mostly you.
Matter of fact, you're the only ones we've heard of.
I'm cool with it, man. I'm not but I mean, it's like a lot of things, trying to figure it out how to get things. I mean, we want to make sure we got good. I mean, it's not right for us to have a wide angle. You can't see it taking a place when y'all got tied. It's not.
I just don't think, like with Mount Enterprise, y'all probably have an adult film.
Yeah.
And so.
Right, we have a coach that films. One of our ladies coaches, she gets paid to do it, right? So, yeah, she's great.
I'll keep doing it.
Now we're getting somebody out of a different classroom, if you guys.
Keyword different.
What's the decision?
So we're just going to, we'll write it in the minutes. Don't be a jackwagon.
Yes, that's exactly. You can put Terry Ford instead.
Is it stupid to say just trade the best video available?
Trade the best video available. Like I said, I don't, again, and I know Crossroads, you guys are the new kids on the block. You don't have any reason to believe this, but I don't believe anybody in this room is intentionally, we're all kind of cordial. Everybody wants to win every Friday night, absolutely, but nobody's trying to do anything. Sleight of hand or
We do have huddle focus. We do have a manual. It's normally a kid, and let's face it, there's human error on that thing, and whether it's a kid or an adult or whatever, that's running the camera. And but we would be happy to trade the best films that we have available. And 9 times out of 10 for us, it's been the huddle focus. Yeah.
So is that language good? Best film available goes in the pool.
Coach May will probably be calling some coaches to figure out that pool situation.
I think it's everybody that I've talked to that's been good in the last couple of years. Has, I'll just say that 2A.
No-brainer. Like I said, it's 2026. If you think you're safeguarding your film, you're, like I said, naive is the best word, right? So, I mean, I know a little bit on Tuesday, we had kind of talked a little bit about, or what day was that? Was that Monday? Jeez. So, whatever day that was, we talked a little bit about like requiring a human filmer, we're kind of throwing that out, right? Like, I know that's a little bit of a tougher stretch. Everybody's in a different scenario. So, I mean, like I said.
Best available film.
I think that solves that too. I agree. All right, so we're good. Well, everybody comfortable with just saying, hey, we'll get that worded out and sent out for everybody to be agreeable on. We officially write that up and say this is official. So when we do our motion, we'll say as discussed and do it that way for the rules and procedures. The next one I kind of highlighted, this one was on me. Like I said, I would like to see, and again, coaches, I know y'all don't get it, but I get the phone call when the junior high game times change. I know it's a little bit of a pickle, but boy, it's the only sport that we don't go, hey, this game's going to start at this time, right? Like, I mean, I'd like us to – it just helps your parents out a lot if they know junior high football is going to start at this time, right? I just think – and then if there's an anomaly, you can address the anomaly. But when it's week to week, every week I have fielded calls from parents just about this year going, what time's junior high game this week? Well, this week, it's going to be at this time. This week, it's going to be at this time.
What's your proposed time?
I get it. Coaches want to start that sucker at 4 o'clock, right? Get it out of here. I know you guys want to go home. I don't care what time we say. I just think it does our parents a better service if we can have a consistent time, say, hey, we're going to try to start junior high football at this time. I think that's a great way to do it.
Three games start at 4:30.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's a big thing.
But
plus, how many schools, like, who will have 2 junior highs? Who will have a JV? All that kind of stuff.
We'll have a JV.
Yeah, and I know, like, the zero quarter stuff, we do a lot of that stuff around here that, like, hey, if you know, you may have 1.5 junior high teams, you know, and because you got 6 or 7 of those kids that, you know, you want them to get a little bit of playing time, but you also don't want them to die. Because we have some that I laugh so hard. We had one kid this year who, yeah, I am not playing any more football today, right? Like, that was it, right? He was done, right? So that was perfect for him, you know? So a zero quarter or something like that is perfectly fine. So, but I do think, like, hey, 3 games at 4:30, 2 games will start at 5. All other arrangements, I would say, you know, if you start at, I think you'd just do it. I mean, those things go
quick.
It's
just like 10 plays and they were done.
That's right. 6 minutes, running clock, whatever. Yes, correct. I would consider that still two games. Yep. That's right. That's right. I agree. So we good with that? 3 games, 4:30, 2 games, 5:00. Does that sound good to everybody? I like that. So what do we want to say? We want to say 5:00, or we want to say the 3 games, 4:30, 2 games, 5. Just say everything's 5:00. Even better. Y'all want to do it individually, I think. Everything as discussed. Last thing, and I know the coaches don't care about this, but I care about this, ticket prices. I'd like to see losing money left and right. I don't even know about a dollar. I'm listening.
I'm willing to go up whatever, at least a dollar. We want
to. Ticket prices have been 5-3 for football for the entire 12 years that I've been here. And Whataburger costs 4 times as much as it did.
How many of you guys already have electronic ticketing, or you're taking credit cards, or that? We're trying to move to it, and it means we're going to lose money if we don't.
Everything's got a fee, right? Every transaction.
There's a fee for every transaction, so I'd like to at least cover that fee. I'm not trying to go up beyond that necessarily, but I'd like to.
I am trying to go up beyond that a little bit because the officials are killing us. That's unreasonable, or 8-4, right?
Like, hard to make changes.
Yeah, it is. But like I said, at least then we'll only lose about $1,200.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying 5-8 is a big jump.
It is.
That's a big jump. We put all these Texas folks, you know.
So 7 would be more palatable the first year going in.
It's fine. Like I said,
maybe keep it.
My community's not going to like it. They're not.
Yeah.
They'll forget about it by the second game.
I'm just looking at if you got 3 or 4 kids.
Basketball has gone up.
Keeping the kids the same. Maybe raise adults and keep the kids.
Basketball used to be cheaper than football, and I think now in the district it's the same as football. So I do think, you're going to get complaining about it. And then after next year, they'll.
just think, I think we can easily make the argument, and it's just me, if we can just say $1, we can say because of inflation and because of the technology services. I think that's easy to sell, but I mean, that's just me. I mean, I'm not.
I would say 7.
Okay.
The officials have gone up. I've got to cover the fees, and the fees are going to be substantial, but it's worth it to me.
I mean, I think that's, to me, even that's gradual. That's not.
Are we talking just our students? Some of our students?
Yeah, we've got them both on here. We had.
Were y'all different prices on your sub-courses? So.
I think it was. I think it was 4 and 2.
We were. That's what. So we've been 5 and 3 across the board.
I think that's what we were. So.
How about that? What if we go just keep the sub varsity the same and then go 7?
I mean, I'm gonna say I'm good with whatever. But all these people end up at Whataburger with them 4 kids and paying $15 a meal, you know, for that too. So it is what it is. I'm fine with whatever.
Say, and coaches, this does involve y'all, right? Because we've got a guy who, and I know it's hard, right? But if we could get rosters emailed beforehand, man, it helps the announcers out, right? Because you can then just forward it on to whoever your announcer is. Like, I know you guys are coaching, you don't hear the complaints, but when I'm at the concession stand and somebody from the other team's going, why aren't they announcing my kid? My kid's got
spell it phonetically.
9 touchdowns, right? And I'm like, well, yeah. We don't have a roster for you guys, right?
I know it's tough. The junior high is the biggest, you know.
Yeah, varsity. I'm talking about junior high and JV. Yeah, varsity games, everybody's good,
right?
Just
have, like, before you leave to travel, email it.
Just shoot an email, right? I'm putting it in there. Again, all this stuff is like even on the trade and huddle film. What do you do if you don't do it? Nothing, right? But man, it helps out. Yeah.
On this, on the rules, on the cancellation and the bad weather, look, we know it's going to be bad weather this Sunday. And in this, it says you got to finish on Saturday, unless it's a half, you do 3. Is there a way we can say, and or agree to move it up?
So the UIL's changed that now, right? Like, is that going to continue for football? Like, I mean,
well, I've done that.
I'm just
football.
Saying on Thursday, we know we're getting a downpour on Friday. Did it say you got to check it on Saturday? Well,
yeah.
Can we not say or move it earlier to Thursday? Is that not?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of them we thought it was saying it's not in the minute. In this, it says you have to wait till Saturday. But let's be honest, we're all weathermen.
Right. Sure. So we'd say just add a bullet or something. Say if inclement weather looks inevitable, schools can mutually agree. Just need to notify the district.
Same thing. I would say the same thing with officials. You know, it talks about officials playing on Saturday. Look, this year without the draft and them just giving us officials, we may have to play on Thursday.
Right. That's right.
So I think you got to add it for that as well. We're not going to forfeit or cancel. We just need to move it up. I think both of those, if we agree to play on Thursday, should be covered. That makes sense. Because, let's be honest, in old 1-9 last year, we're not getting great officials.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Well,
so,
unless you're a pretty marquee matchup today.
Right.
Getting...
So if we want to get good officials, we're going to have to play on Thursday. I'm just being honest with you. You know, so that's just where we're at. We don't need to draft anymore. We need to skip them to
you. Yeah, we all kind of know the. It's a bad deal when you show up anywhere at Mount Tenaha and you go, oh no, that guy. He's here every time we come here.
Yeah, right?
But anyway, I just wanted to put that out.
Yeah, we'll reword that to mutual, leaving some mutual discretion in there.
And obviously let you as the chair know.
So yeah, so let everybody, else know, right? Yeah.
What's even happened? I think last year we thought anticipated storm coming like midnight, moved up an hour.
Well, and again, in football, I think you're only playing one game a week. It doesn't matter. It's a different animal than basketball or baseball or softball. Softball even a different animal too, because that girl can throw 1,000 innings if she's able, right? But with baseball and basketball, I think these things become more of a discussion. In football, if you're playing Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, it's, you know, there's tons of districts where that's just it's the norms, what they have to do. And I think, like I said, with the officials, it's not going to get better, right? Because all of the Mount Enterprise fans are so courteous to them, right? I'm just using our fans because you guys can insert your own school as you see fit too, because we've all got them. They're all so good to them. Well, and if you don't do it, I mean, there's a seven-man crew. Then the crews that aren't seven-man are going to be even better quality. Correct. So that I don't know that we have an answer for that in this room. Like I said, I don't necessarily blame the officials for that. You know, so I would want to be in a seven-man crew too. Kind of had our hand forced to have to go to seven-man crews. So, all right, so does anybody have anything else on our...
We all use the same official check.
I'm sorry.
We all use the same official check.
We use Long Utah.
We use
SFA. Long
Utah. We use
SFA. SFA doesn't get offered by Big Green.
All
right,
seven.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and it's only seven.
Yeah.
Oh, last thing.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, because of how homecoming is, I can call you and say, Coach, we play you week 9, and
we've all got them. We've all got those things. So.
Yes, I understand what y'all are going through. I just went through it the last 2 days. I mean, that's what it is. You know, that there's a lot of people that are involved in that scenario.
It's all in here. It's all in here. Anybody have anything else on rules? Procedures? Just then, I guess my recommendation would be the when we make a motion, it be as discussed, so that then we can.
1 second.
Yep, sure.
17, I'm good with it.
Well, I mean, it keeps it from, you know, you trying to just. Thursday nights get long. Well, especially if, you, again, it's different for you guys if you don't have a JV. But I think if you leave that as mutually agreed upon, then maybe when you play Crossroads, if they don't have a JV, maybe you don't mind it. Hey, coach, can we do 7, right, for junior high, right? Because we don't have a second game after it. But if you got a JV, boy, junior high game needs to roll. I love them babies. I told y'all, most time we're not gonna get 6 minutes. We got a kid that's gonna be going, that's enough for me today. So Crossroads, y'all good with leaving that like it whereas you guys can talk to your opponent that week?
Yeah, yes.
Mutually agree?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? I'm just here to tell you guys from Mount, like, there's a reality where we're talking about, like, hey, can we play 7-on-7 for junior high? Correct. Like, it is going to be, for Mount, the possibility exists that it may have to be very creative. I'm not a huge fan of using 6th graders, because I think then those kids are like, that was awful. I don't ever want to play again. Because, I mean, the difference between a 6th grader and an 8th grader can be tremendous. And not throwing rocks at anybody, but somebody, like we just talked about, right? You get into that 0 quarter with little Billy, who's a 6th grader, who is 4'2" and 63 pounds. And then you see number 3, who just scored 8 touchdowns at middle linebacker in the 0 quarter. Billy's done. He's like, you know what? I'm going to band.
Thing is, because I've seen this on.
Yeah, you wouldn't use that number 3.
Thing is, I've seen this on
right,
personal
right.
level with 6th graders having to do it with my own family. But you can't just say you got to be 5 foot to play 6th grade. So you may have a
right,
kid that's
correct.
Playing. It's not big enough. He doesn't know that. Now we're putting him in a bad position.
Well, just like I said, just throwing it out there. And again, Crossroads, I know you got everybody in this room is really good about like, hey, we'll. Everybody's always been real agreeable about trying to figure out however and whatever, but just throwing that out there for Mount, it may be, like I said, like, hey, we're bringing 9 kids, and we need to go 7-on-7, or, and, you know, And I'll tell you this.
So,
if you don't want to pay officials, that ain't going to hurt our feelings either. You can stand out there with a whistle. Right? It's just fine, right? Like, you're not going to hurt our feelings on that either. Because you don't want to pay a criminal. Anything else on rules? Anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve the district policies and rules as written to include the adjustments as discussed in this meeting.
Beautiful. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor? It's unanimous. All right, so moving on. Is there any new business? Anybody have any new business outside of what we've already discussed that they want to tackle today? Any announcements beyond anything that we've discussed already today? All right, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So that you can get home.
Adjourn at 9:40. Appreciate you guys.
Sean,
Sean.
But anyway, proud of both of these guys.
Guys, I'm gonna excuse Mr. Freeman so he can get back up to basketball with our visitors. Survived the ice storm, pretty minimal damage. The gas meter busted somehow, and so we got a new one in place there, and we had a inline hot water heater that's on the back of the new high school that busted. And other than that, we survived with minimal damage. We'll see if the tree in the courtyard's gonna live. It took, as you guys are aware, it took pretty heavy damages. Lots of limbs are down, which we're still trying to, I'm sure you guys are probably still picking up limbs too. So we're gonna kind of see how that goes there. But everything else was, you know, all things considered, went pretty well. AD search is going on. We plan on starting interviews tomorrow. We actually had to start one today. Trying to be real flexible with the times on some of that. There's a lot of things going on in the worlds of coaches right now, so we're trying to be flexible on that. We received a lift grant. Ms. McDermott is going to help us head that up. It could be pretty significant for us. We're trying to get it to where she has access to accept the grant currently, and so we're working on that, but that's exciting. Just so you guys know, we're looking at next month for board training. Like we talked about, those things no longer exist like they've existed in the past. So I'll talk to you guys and visit with you guys, and we'll see what we could possibly do. We're looking at the 2nd, I believe, is when that would be, March 2nd. We also have a track meet that day, a junior high track meet that day. But, we've got a little bit of flexibility on some of that stuff. We can talk about some of that stuff. Need to bump some of that, but anyways, like I said, those are things that are going to be, like I said, have shifted since the most recent legislative session. Projects and expenditures, I'd like to continue those conversations with you guys. Like we talked about last month, you know, we're right north of $5 million in liquid funds right now. I know this is a hard thing for you guys to hear, but the truth of that is that might be just north of what a school district our size ought to have. You know, that's 9 to 12 months of, if I'm correct, Anthony, that's nine. I mean, Anthony. Who is Anthony? So that is 9 to 12 months of operating expenses. So you know, again, just the ongoing conversation I'd like to see. It seems like in many, many conversations that we kind of feel like that parking lot and our parking issues might ought to be our first area to address. The first quote that's back on that is just under $370,000. So that's a huge area that is much larger than anything we have paved up until this point, you know. And so, but again, I think it would address a lot of issues if we would do that. Again, all those things are up for discussion. But I'm telling you guys, I've told many of you guys, we could spend $1 million in this district and no one even bat an eye, you know, about what all the needs and things that we have. So, anyways, I think that's something we need to kind of think about. There, you know, the AC in the locker rooms would be one of those things that we've had that voiced and we know what we're looking at there. You're looking at probably, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 to address some of those issues. Enrollments at 481, attendance is right above 95%. That's a good thing. Enrollment's not a good thing, but the attendance numbers are a good thing. So that's positive. 2 weeks until the county show. If you haven't been out to the Ag Shop, you would know. It is wall to wall and 90 miles an hour out there right now, and they're getting ready for all that stuff. It's always an exciting time for us. And like I talked about, guys, the AD interviews, first round this week. We'll do a second round next week. We're hoping that we could be settled after that, and we would be ready to have a special called meeting that following week in the evenings, that week of the Rust County show, and hopefully have a candidate that started on March 2nd. Questions, comments?
Okay, then we'll move on to elementary.
This past week we had our Valentine's Day dance.
For athletics, I'll chime in just a couple of things. Like I said, you guys know we don't have an AD here to report, but girls are going to, they wrap up the season tomorrow night. They play Carlisle. You got to play the game, but they should get a victory hopefully there. They're going to finish second place in district. They're going to finish with 19 wins, have a playoff game next Monday, and we'll push that out after tomorrow once it's official, but it's going to be on Monday night. We're going to have an opportunity to win that playoff game. It should be a competitive playoff game. We should have an opportunity to win it. We'll win. If that would be the 20th win for the girls. It has been a long time since we've had a girls program win 20 ball games. So that's a positive. The boys haven't even played 20 games. You know, they're on like game 9 or 10. So they've got a shot. What looks like, again, you don't know what happens tomorrow with Carlisle. But it looks like it's probably all going to come down to Friday night in Alto. They got a shot. If they win that game, they'll be fourth place in district, and they would be moving on as well. So, again, that'd be the boys' last game. The actual regular season for the boys won't end until next Tuesday, but we're on the bye. We have the bye the last game of district. So that's the way that looks. Put some notes in there for you guys. The only thing I'd make a note of, something that I didn't add in there, and just so you guys know, we're going to probably move forward with the idea of the Knicks tournament becoming a girls-only tournament. We're not having much luck trying to draw boys' teams, but we will also be moving up the ARP tournament, like what our girls played in this year. That folded. So we're probably going to try to move into that slot. We think we can have about 12 girls teams, you know, available for that tournament. That would be the week of November 12th. It'd be the dates November 12th through the 14th. So, yes, you're going to have to work around. If the football team gets in the playoffs, that's going to be the first round of the playoffs too. But I'm just here to tell you guys, if we want this Knicks tournament to survive, we're going to need to – I mean, it was as challenging as we could to make it work this year, and that was a real challenge. It is in the best interest of the tournament for us to kind of seize this opportunity and move the dates, and I think we can, again, have a good quality tournament with, you know, a good field of teams, and if we'll seize this opportunity. But so that, I just wanted to add that in there. If you guys have strong opinions about that, holler at me. But that's kind of what I feel like we need to do in order for that thing to kind of. Very challenging. More than one gym, right? Yep. It's a real challenge with one gym. You could run a 3-day girls tournament with 12 teams, and it could be quality. And everybody could get enough games, and it could. And I think if we'll seize this opportunity right now, I know we're still wrapping up girls basketball, but that tournament folded within the last 3 or 4 days. It's a great time to scoop people up. Coach Nichols and I have been talking about it. We've got multiple teams that would be interested, and we've been saying, hey, if we can move to this, we could probably, like I said, take advantage of some of this, have like a 3A and down tournament. If we moved away, you've got teams like Slocum that would come to our tournament. Do like a trade, right? Like we go to their tournament, they come to our tournament, you get some good quality 1A's in here, you get, you know, some competitive teams, you keep like a West Rusk and those people in it, and it, I think it becomes a much better product. So
that's when it originally was.
Correct.
When I started it, and somehow that's 10 years.
Well, it's hard when you're trying to plan for football playoffs and boys teams,
yeah.
But again, you know, we would just, If that becomes a problem, we'll figure out the logistics of that. We'll try to move our game to where hopefully we play an early game in the day on Friday or whatever day that would be, and then we just try to run the tournament. We'd break it up to where we have some people here to run the ship while the tournament's still going on, and we would be there cheering on the Wildcats at a playoff game. That'd be a wonderful problem to have. So.
Any other questions? Okay, then we'll move on to CT.
Yeah.
FFA meeting too.
It's busy time.
Yeah, busy time. So, as far as CTE goes, we've had several kids sign up. We're starting a PCT program and a CNA program. The PCT program is a patient care technician that includes phlebotomy and EKGs. So kids will have, they'll have a
certificate.
To do that if they choose not to go to college but go into that field. And the same thing to get their CNA for nurse assistant. We got a big, I don't know if you call it a plaque, it's like a metal banner thing that we got with all the certifications we got. We ended up getting 83 certifications last year for kids. So he told us that we had one of the biggest ones. The only people that were bigger than us was like, Case Piper made a district officer for FFA, and then we got all these shows. We got John and all them, they're gone to San Antonio right now. We got Russ County in 2 weeks, and we're right into Houston. So,
which is busy. A month.
Yeah.
Houston is
busy time of year.
Ridiculous.
So. Any questions for me?
Good luck.
Right. Thank you.
Yes, all right. Fine arts.
Oh, we are really in the swing of things, and everything is going really smooth with all getting ready for all the big productions that we have in late spring. Just some fantastic teaching going on. We've been doing a lot of evaluations for T-Test with the teachers' incentive allotment sort of starting up this year, and I've had to come in and help the principals out because there's so many observations that have to be done in 1 year, and there's too many people can't do it for all. Aggressive fundraiser campaign, and over the next few years to try to raise the money. biggest music conference in the world is here in Texas once a year. And we head out this weekend to go to that to better teach ourselves. That's what's going on in fine arts.
How many kids do you have in theater? Like all of them. Elementary, everything.
High school.
Roughly.
High school, we're looking at about 40 kids right now are in the high school advanced theater class, our main productions. And then we have about 20 more that are in like the secondary theater classes, so that's about 60. And then another 10 for theater design, that's about 70 of our high school. Junior high, we're up to 40 kids. And then elementary, Adriana, for her theater production, she's going to do with them. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to our action items. We have a deliberation and consider approval of minutes from board meeting on January 12th, 2026. Deliberation and consider approval of payment of current bills. Deliberation and consider approval of paying employees for bad weather day on January 26th through 28th, 2026. Deliberation and consider approval of giving hiring authority to superintendent from February 10th, 2026 through August 31st, 2026. Deliberation and consider approval of resolution regarding Senate Bill 11. Questions on any of the action items? Comments? Okay.
Is there a specific on the part that superintendent on hiring?
Can you be more specific?
Well, the email you sent, he's leaving one out.
So again, obviously what I would say is the athletic director would be the exception to that. That's a high-profile position. Again, you guys, hopefully you trust that I'm going to include you guys. This would be more specific to as we get into hiring season. If we have the opportunity to hire a teacher, but we're 3 weeks away from a board meeting, that we don't have to wait 3 weeks, you know, for that. That's more what this is. You know, I guess getting down to brass tacks, when you give me hiring authority, really having a board meeting becomes kind of redundant to hire an athletic director. But I just think in high-profile positions such as like an athletic director, you know, campus principals, things like that, y'all can't go anywhere. But just saying, if that were the case, that they that needs to be showed as like a unified, to me, more of a unified front is a better way of saying it, you know. That, again, that's not me trying to shy away from it. That's not what I'm trying to say there. I just think it's an optics thing. If I were a person in the running for an athletic director position, I would want to see that a school board had voted for me. It's kind of there. But other than that, Blake, it's really just specifically more so that we don't miss the opportunity on a quality teacher in April. Like if we have somebody and we interview the week after a board meeting and we have a candidate that we want, again, I would touch base with all of you guys before we did that anyways, but just that way we don't have to say, that way we don't have to A, call a special call meeting, or B, wait 3 more weeks for the May board meeting before we can hire that person. So, you know. We used to do it in April, right? Again, so since the last 4 years, we've been doing it in February, just in case.
We have done the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So since I've been here, right, Mr. Lee? Or not been here, but since I've been sitting in this chair, we've been doing that. And, and that's the, you know, the thinking behind that was, I think there's been a couple of times with, again, hate to beat a, I'm not, not you've been looking for coaches?
I just remember the first time we did it was with your predecessor, and we didn't do that until like
till the summer. That's right. Because everybody may be out of pocket is what we did. So, yeah, that's absolutely accurate, like I said. So.
Okay, we also have deliberation and consider approval of the addendum to the DIP and the deliberation and consider approval of new school calendar to make up the minutes.
Yeah, and if you guys have any questions on those two as well.
So, we have no questions or any other comments, then we need a motion. Motion by Paul. A second. Second by Blake.
Questions before we talk about all of them, then I'm going to ask that.
I'm going to go back into open session.
I have no business closed session.
Okay, then we need a motion to adjourn. We have a motion by Blake.
It's on again.
We have a second by, was that Travis?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor? Okay, we have a vote. Paul Reeves, Travis Owens, Holly Henderson, Blake Webb, and Regina Reisinger. We will adjourn this meeting at 7:55.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
Reconvene and open.
Yes, we're reconvening in open session at 7:56.
Okay, Madam President, I would like to recommend the administrative contracts as discussed in closed session.